We are in Simin Shin Pei Vav. We are up to Siv Vav, and we'll be doing Vav and Zayin. Siv Vav. Kol Dover Sheregilin L'Lafis Boas HaPas. The halachi is that unlike Eruv Chatzeris that can only be done with bread, Shetuva Mavolas can be done with other foods as well. You need mazon beis sudis, the amount of food that one would eat in a meal, in two meals, in order to cover as many people as you want. So the Mechaber says now, there are two kinds of foods. There are foods that people have with bread, there are foods that people have without bread. If it's foods that people have with bread, then the Mechaber says, Kol davar sheregilin l'lafis bo hapas, shiur l'lafis bo hapas anechol l'shtei sudis. The amount you need is the amount to eat with two sudis worth of bread. Meaning, how much of these things that are eaten l'lafis hapas would you have with two sudas worth of bread? V'chol she'ein malaftim bo'apas, things that are not eaten together with bread. Shur k'dei lechol imenu shtei sudas. So that would have a shear of eating itself, of eating the food itself for two sudas. So the difference is, something you eat on its own, you need two whole sudas worth of itself. Something that you eat with bread, even though you didn't put away the bread as the sheet of mavolis, you would need the amount that accompanies two sudas worth of bread. Ubasar chai, lo have a lifton. Raw meat, the poskim talk about raw meat, it's inedible altogether. So they say that we're talking about either that it is cooked a little bit just to make it edible, or insufficient salt, or a little bit of salt. And that salt was enough to keep, not insufficient, enough salt to keep it going so that a person would eat it. Salted meat. Lo have a lift on. That's eaten on its own. It's not eaten with bread. You need two whole sudas worth of meat. Aval tzli, whereas roast meat have a lift on. That people eat with bread. For example, shawarma, people would eat roasted meat together with bread. So there, v'shul alavas bo shtei sudas. That is what you need, the amount that you would accompany two sudas worth of bread. Chometz have a lift on. It is normal for people to dip their bread in vinegar. V'chein yayin mavushal, the same going for cooked wine. Aval yayin chai lo have a lipton. Whereas straight wine, pure wine, uncooked wine, that you would not measure together with bread, but you'd have to have two sudas worth of it. What is that shear? V'shur eshtei revias. The shear is two revias of good wine. V'chein shear shah mashkin, the shear is the amount they would eat tocha suda, which is generally two revias. Siv zayin. Mishtatfim b'shnei beitzim. You can use two eggs. Raw eggs, afilu chayim, because people b'shas hadchak will eat them. Bebez rimonim, two pomegranates. Bez afarsikim, five peaches. Belitra yerek, this shear of how much vegetable, bein chai bein mavushal, bepulim lachim kemlo hayad, with soft beans, a handful, and betupuche yar melo hakav, a kav worth of tipuche yar of wild apples. Now, the Mishtabura says that the reason for all of these shiurim, in the case of pomegranates and peaches, the reason for all of this is because this is the amount that you would eat for dessert in two sudas. And the same halacha applies in nuts, 10 nuts. Now, some say that it's a handful only when you're dealing with wild apples, because they're more difficult to eat. But raw apples would be, regular good sweet apples would be even less. Lamaisa, others say that every tapuach has the halacha that you need a handful. And once again, the shear is, even if you have 1,000 people, all of these are considered the amount that would be sufficient for two meals.